This is Bill Wilkinson. I'm here at WXPR, and we're going to talk about geocaching. People have asked me, what is geocaching? My answer has been, hey, it's a 21st century scavenger hunt. But I decided I should become better informed on what a growing phenomena it is, and so I've asked Rolly Alger, who is the volunteer geocache coordinator for the town of Phelps, to join me this morning and talk about geocaching. And thank you for sitting down with us, Rolly.
Thank you, Bill.
What is geocaching, and what is a cache?
Okay, well, let's just take the word apart a little bit. Okay. Geo means earth, and cache means treasure, so you're essentially right. It's a treasure hunt. It uses some of the modern technologies in this hunt. Geocaching started in the year 2000, and from that time on, it has just blossomed.
Let's talk about the equipment. What is necessary? A GPS device, and I understand some smartphones now have that built-in capability, but really, what do you need, and frankly, how expensive is it to get involved in geocaching?
Okay, excellent question. Usually, geocaching, a GPS unit made by any number of manufacturers can be used. Yes, there are some smartphones that you can use also. You need to have that because this whole geocaching activity works off of the ability to identify a latitude, longitude, a point on the ground. Each of the treasures is located at a specific latitude and a longitude location.
If I have the coordinates, I can pinpoint and walk right to the cache?
In most cases, yes, you can do that. But sometimes, just like in some of the old, like orienteering where you had a compass, you may have to go around some obstacles such as a body of water or something like that. When you're searching for a cache, you know, part of the fun is the journey getting there. But sometimes the real fun begins when your GPS unit, whatever it might be, tells you that you are there and you're looking there and you don't see anything. And then you start looking for, you know, through the trees. Sometimes a hint will tell you, and I've seen one like this, that, you know, bark and leaves will cover your treasure. So you're looking for, you know, bark and leaves that are piled up. And that's great fun, too.
What I understand is that much of this activity takes place out in the wild, in the wilderness. And how much physical exertion do I really have to go out and train before I can go on a geocaching event? Or
No. There's no physical fitness test that you have to pass before you can go geocaching. The location of the caches can be anywhere in your town park. Many of them are located in cemeteries. They can be out in the middle of a national forest. When you go onto the website, they will give you an indication as to the difficulty of the area where the cache is located. So you don't have to worry about getting in over your head. You can make a decision whether you want to go after this cache before you're even, you know, gotten outside of your car.
The cache itself, you're looking for a particular object or a container of some kind. How do you validate, if that's the right word, that you actually found it?
Let me just go back for a moment. You have to enter onto the website, www.geocaching.com, and you put in your name information and a password, and then you come up with a moniker, a name for yourself, a handle, if you will, and then you can identify within an area. For example, you want to find out how many caches that you have, for example, Phelps. You put in the zip code, and it will then list for you all of the caches that are located within that range that you specified. The question that you asked me was, how do you validate that you've been there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you open up the cache, take out the logbook, and you put your moniker or your name in there that you were there. Now, once you have gone to the cache, entered your name or your moniker on the logbook, when you get back home then, you log back on to the website, and you go to that specific cache. Each cache has an alphanumeric identifier. And you go back to that cache, and you log in that you found that cache. So that's how you get credit for locating that cache. And there are many individuals that have hundreds, even thousands of finds all over the world.
What do you enjoy, or what fascination do you find in hunting for the caches?
I think all of us enjoy a good treasure hunt and also enjoy finding the prize at the end. People who hide the caches, and they're just normal people like you and me who have been out caching for a number of years, some of them use some very ingenious ways of hiding caches. And some of the caches themselves are very ingenious. I have seen ones that are peanut butter jars that are painted a flat black that are very, very difficult to see. I've seen little bolts that have a magnet on them that attach to another bolt, and actually by unscrewing the bolt, you open up the container, and they're very, very difficult to see. But I think it's just the quest. It's the journey. I was out last fall in a beautiful fall day with some friends geocaching, and one of them made the comment that, wow, what a beautiful way to get you out into the woods and to enjoy nature. And that exactly, that's what it is.
Okay. Raleigh, thank you so much for joining us and explaining and answering some of my questions about geocaching. And I want to wish you a great deal of success on the 20th of July with the first event in Phelps. And I hope it'll be the first of several.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.